7 a.m. in Bakrawa, Iraqi Kurdistan. An archaeological team from Heidelberg University has been up and digging for the past hour. They are one of dozens of teams working in the region, which is experiencing an unparalleled wave of archaeological excavations. The site sits on the outskirts of the city of Halabja, where Saddam Hussein gassed and killed 5,000 Kurds in 1988. Leading the excavation is Peter Miglus, who says improved security following the removal of Saddam Hussein in the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq has made the Kurdish region a prime location for archaeologists.
This area was not investigated for a long time. There was only short periods of peace in this region, and it was difficult to make research here. And now it's the only one part of Iraq which is safe and where we can do something.
Along with improved security, Iraqi Kurdistan is also home to one of the densest areas of Mesopotamian archaeology. Jason Ure of Harvard University is using declassified CIA maps to survey and locate archaeological sites. He says he's found the Kurdish region of Iraq to have twice the archaeological density of Syria and 10 times that of southern Iraq. The Kurdish region, he says, has incredible archaeological potential.
Now that we're here, we're discovering a completely unknown center of civilization. There are cities here that no one's ever seen before. There are elaborate engineered canals and irrigation systems and unbelievable landscapes that we've known nothing about. We're really in the absolute core of one of the world's first great empires.
Some 70 kilometers northwest of Halabja, a team from the University of Paris is uncovering a small city replete with defensive walls, family kitchens, and burial grounds. While archaeologists flock to the region to uncover its past, oil companies have also moved in, digging for other hidden riches. For VOA News, Sebastian Meyer, Iraqi Kurdistan.